Bible reads, starting at verse 10 of Jeremiah chapter 29. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you. My good word toward you. And cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hey! Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, dear God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence right now, God. Now, dear God, I ask the Spirit to move all over Brickyard Springs Community Worship Center right now, Lord. Dear God, I ask you to fall, oh Lord. Fall on us all, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Some stand in the need of one thing, oh God, and some stand in the need of another, oh God. But it's through your word, oh God, that we'll all be delivered, oh God. So speak your word right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Speak loudly, speak clearly, speak boldly, oh God, like only you can, oh God. Allow me to move out of the way, oh God. Grab a hold of my ears, oh God. Allow things to come out of me as rivers of flowing water, oh God. Speak a word to your people, Lord. Hallelujah, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, speak a word, oh God. Move, oh God, right now over your people, oh Lord. Move over your people, oh Lord. Right now, dear God, I know you're going to do it, God, and I'm thanking you right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey! Woo! Hey! Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, God. Hey! I woke up one morning this week, real early, and the Lord had me walking around in my house, praying and crying and praying, feeling so distraught and distant from everything and everyone. I have a question for you. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you felt all alone? Well, that was the place where I was in at this moment. So I continued to pray and cry and cry and pray. I was wondering, why was I feeling this way? See, I believe I have a pretty good relationship with God. And so after a long period of time, I came to the conclusion that I wanted more of Him. That I just didn't have enough of the God that I love so much. I wanted to get a little closer than where I was at that moment. I have another question for you. Have you ever felt distant from God? Do you have a relationship with God that when things are not like they should be, you find yourself uncomfortable where you're at? When you call out His holy name, it just doesn't seem the same. See, I found myself in a place where my mind was troubled and my heart was longing for my Father, which are in heaven. I found myself in a place unknown to me in my relationship with God. And I didn't like it, I didn't want it, and I never want to feel that way or be in that place again. See, sometimes we develop a relationship with God, and it's so good that He spoils us a little. You feel His presence all around you. You feel His love all around you. And you get used to that kind of relationship with God. But all of a sudden, things start to happen in your life. Things go awry and you're wondering, where is my God? But here's the good thing about being in an uncomfortable place, that bad situation, that we sometimes just seem to find ourselves in, and that is your situation isn't as bad as it seems if you develop a relationship and a prayer life with God. I know that everything around me is turned upside down, topsy-turvy, and twisted, that I can take to God in prayer. And in the world we live in today, that's good news. Yes, it's good to know Jesus. When we can't see the forest from the trees, it's good to know Jesus when you feel like you're trapped, can't seem to find or get out of the situation you're in. And it's good to know Jesus when you feel him all alone in this world. Like I said, I was praying and I was crying and I was crying and I was praying and I was having a moment. I was having a moment. I was having a moment like Jacob. A Jacob moment. You know, when Jacob was wrestling with the angel all night long. He told the angel, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. I was having a moment. And I wasn't going to quit praying, and I wasn't going to stop crying, and I wasn't going to stop praying, and I wasn't going to stop crying until God blessed me. I didn't want God to give me a fancy car, but I would appreciate it. I didn't want a pocket full of money, but I would appreciate it. I don't want a big fancy house and all that stuff, but I would appreciate it. But my desire for it at that time was just God to come in and hold me. Have you ever wanted God just to hold you and keep you company? You don't need this materialistic stuff. I want my God to come and hold me. Because I remember when I got saved, how God come in and caressed me and held me in the hollow of his divine hands. And I remember that. And I wanted that feeling once again right there at that moment. And I wasn't going to stop crying. And I wasn't going to stop praying until God blessed me. I had a Jacob moment. And see, sometimes we have to have biblical moments with God. Some King David moments. And if you're a Bible reader, or if you've been paying attention in church or Sunday school, or Wednesday night, you know King David had a lot of moments. You know he had to talk to God plenty of times. If you look in the book of Psalms, you'll hear King David say, "It's in you, Lord, my God, I put my trust." That's a King David jump moment. When you have to lift up thine eyes into the hills, it cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. That's a King David moment. Or you may have to have a Job moment. When you have to say, "Though I slay me, everything in my life is turned upside down, yet I will trust you." Yeah. And sometimes, yes, we have to have a blind Bartimaeus moment. And if you know anything about blind Bartimaeus, he was a blind man, but he heard that Jesus was coming. And he just started screaming, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." So you've got to have a moment where you just cry out to God and have God to come in. Yes. We have to have moments. See, when we have these type of moments, situations get turned around. Ask the woman with the issue of blood. She had a moment with Jesus and he healed her body. There was a man named Legion. He had to have a Jesus moment. He was full of demons. Full of demons. But he had to have a Jesus. And he came running to God. And Jesus said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Legion and I am many." But just being in the presence of God can deliver you from every single demon you got. How many of you understand that? That you got to have a moment. You got to have a Legion moment. You got to get in the face of God. And I'm going to get to myself in a minute, but I'm just enjoying myself right now. So y'all just work with me. Go with me. These moments can change a life. I was having my own moment, longing for God, broken for God, desperately needing God to come and talk to me for a little while. Then he gave me this word. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, my son, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you will seek me and find me when you shall search with me with your whole heart. And if I had a subject for this lesson, it would simply be, you will see the goodness. You will see the goodness.
My Lord.
You will see the goodness. For in the book of Jeremiah, at the 11th verse of 29, a lot of people have heard it. Maybe your favorite verse. For I know the thoughts I have toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now that's really good news. So if you ever find yourself in a bad place in your life, always remember that God has a plan for you, for your life. And in God's plan, there's hope. In God's plan, there's a future. But that is not what grabbed me when I was reading this text this time. It was the verse that follows that text. Because the verse that follows that text talks about, you're going to seek me. You're going to come and you're going to pray to me. You're going to come and you're going to talk to me. And then when you seek me with your whole heart, you're going to find me.
Well, Lord.
And you have trouble connecting with God. Right here is the road to your connection to God. God is simply saying, you're going to call upon me because you're going to find this world is not your friend. It's not your home. You're going to call upon me because you realize you can't make it without me. And you can't do it on your own. Just like a good father, I'm going to come listen to what you got to say. And then after you have prayed, you're going to seek me for an answer. And you're going to find me. But when you call upon me, my name, with lip service, that ain't going to work. When you call upon me just because you want to say I prayed this morning, that's not going to work. When I wake up in the morning and I say, Lord, thank you. If I don't mean it from my heart, God ain't heard me. But when it comes from my heart, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Lord, I give you honor and glory for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for coming to see about me. Thank you for me being having clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, clothes in my right mind. Church, I want you to remember what God says in these scriptures. Because if you remember, in verse 13, he says, you're going to seek me and you're going to find me when you search for me your whole, with your whole heart. I said the subject is, you will see the goodness. You will see the goodness. How many of you are looking for the goodness of God on your side? How many of you are looking for Jesus? Well, this is what you got to do. You got to seek him with your whole heart. You can't halfway seek God and think he's going to show up with you halfways. Sometimes you're here, sometimes you're there, but you got to seek him with your whole heart. Understanding that. And when you seek him with your whole heart, you're going to find him. And when you find him, you're going to see the goodness of God on your side. But you're not going to see the goodness of the Lord on your side if you're not seeking him wholeheartedly. You just can't come to church and think you're going to find God wholeheartedly. That ain't seeking him, that's coming to church. But the church you got to realize that God is looking for and want you to be in is the church that's already inside of you. You got to understand that God is not looking for church people to come in, church attendance, because sometimes that's what church people do. They come to attend church, but they don't come to give their heart to God. Hey, sometimes you got to do it the right way. And the right way is to surrender all. I'm just a firm believer. If you seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart, when I start thinking about that, I know that what I've got to do now. To see the goodness of the Lord. If I pray without ceasing, says the Bible, you're going to see it. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, you're going to see it. If you pick up the cross and follow Jesus, you're going to see it. If you don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you're going to see it. You're going to see the goodness of the Lord when you start obeying what He's telling you to do. He says, come to me. He tells you, be anxious for nothing, but do all things, supplication and prayer. No, let your request be known unto God. He said, if you come to me, I will hear from you. Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God's letting you know that you got to come to Him. Come to Him wholeheartedly. Come to Him open-mindedly. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. There's no other way to do it. You want to see the goodness of God. I want to see the goodness of God.
Amen.
And I'm going to live until I see it. That's the song. I heard it this morning and I was like, I want to see the goodness of God. I want to see Him in all His glory. I want to see the magnificent Savior just come and glorify this world. My home, my children, myself. I need to see the goodness of the Lord. God said, this craziness that you're going through, that's not in His plan. The things that you're going through that's got you turned upside down and twisted, that's not in God's plan. Read the Bible, read 29 and 11 of Jeremiah. I know the plans I have for you. Do you think God's got something bad in store for you? No, He does not. This too shall pass. That don't mean you're not going to go through nothing, but it'll pass. They was in Babylon, going to be captive for 70 years. God said, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to deliver you. When you come and you pray and you seek me with your whole heart, that's the big thing right there. We call ourselves seeking God, and the only thing we do is pray on every once in a blue moon. But this is just the old woman talking. I come to the conclusion that I need to talk to God verbally for a while every day of my life.
Amen.
I just can't do no lip service. Lord, thank you for waking me up and getting me started on my way. I'm not talking about nobody's prayer life, but this is what I'm saying. Stephen, I want to get into the depths of God's soul. I want to get into the depths of the kingdom. I want to go somewhere farther. We was talking in Bible study about the next level. And the only way I'm going to get to the next level, Sister D, is if I start seeking God with my whole heart. I can't have to do this thing, Brother David. I've got to give Him my all in all. That's why I've got to give Him my all in all. Because He gave me His all in all. He didn't have to step with me. He gave me His own Son, Jesus. He didn't have to do nothing. He made it right for all of us to be able to be in His presence.
Sure.
So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? I'm president of the Usher Board. Yeah, okay. I'm chairman of the Deacon Board. Okay. I'm the pastor. Okay. But are you seeking God with all your heart? Everybody under the sound of my voice. Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was built. We have to start somewhere in our lives if we want to see the goodness of God. Everything that God has promised in this Bible is so true. It is so true. And, oh, God's going to take care of me. Yes, He will. But the Bible, I'm trying to stop. But the Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the hearts of man, the things that I have in store for those who love me. We don't have no idea what God has planned for us. But He says, I know the plans I have for you. I mean, He got a plan for you, see? He got a plan for you, Brother Stan. He got a plan for all of us. But we ain't going to see it if we search it with our whole heart. We just breeze it through as Christians, waiting to die. I'm going to enjoy myself to the fullest while I'm here in God. I enjoyed it while I was out there in the world. I enjoyed myself to the fullest. That's God's time. He let me live long enough, Brother Springs, just to give Him my all and all. Like that song said a minute ago, He kept me. Yeah, He did. And now, for a time such as this, it's time for me to go and see God with all my heart. It's not that I don't love Him. It's not that I haven't been after Him. But there's still more. I can give Him more. Distractions, 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 distractions. They're everywhere in everybody in here's life. We got some things going on. I get that. But do you have that time set aside for God? Do you have that time set aside for God? We need to have that, church. You've got to have it. Put it in your calendar. Put it somewhere. You know you got to clock in to work. You know you got to be there. You know you got to go to school. You know you got to be there. Sunday morning, you're going to get up and you're going to want to come to church. You know you're going to be there. You're going to eat. You know you got to eat. You got to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't let the opportunity go. If you won't, sit down. If you're okay with where you're at in your walk with God, that's great, as long as you're walking with God. I'm not knocking nothing right now. But if you want to see the goodness of the Lord, and if you want to see the plans that God has for your life, pursue God. Pursue Him. Because if you don't pursue Him, you may not see it. I never knew God had this plan for me. I never knew. And the thing about me, I'm just crazy enough to think that He's not through with me. That's how my mindset is now. Now that, it was a journey. And here I am. But yet and still, I don't believe I'll ever go preach anywhere else. But my thing about it is, God is not through with me yet. He's not through with none of us. Understand that. Some of y'all, He haven't even really got started yet. But I tell you what, now I'm getting ready to start now. But I tell you what, some of you know God's got something for you. And I don't know where you're scared or you feel like you're not ready. But I know the scripture in Romans chapter 8 to tell you, for those he called, he qualified. You're already ready. You just don't know it. You just don't understand it. It's just not come to you yet. But see, from the day one when you was born, God has a plan. God had a plan for you and you. You and you. And everybody under the sound of my voice. He's not done with you. He's not done. My father-in-law been in so much health issue situations here lately. But he's not done. He's not done. Brother David, Brother Steve, Brother Stan. If God is bringing you to His storehouse of worship, it's not just to take a seat. It's to listen to Him speak. Not listen to me, understand that. But listen to Him speak. Because He has, Brother Rock, He's got something. God's all knowing and all wise. From the day you was born. He knew you was going to be here this morning. However many years later. He's speaking. And you're going to see it. You will see the goodness of the Lord. Pursue Him. Pursue Him. Pursue Him. When you seek Him with your whole heart. Wholeheartedly. You will see the goodness of the Lord. Give God a hand clap.